My problem is, I'm pretty sure that I know how to help everyone. I know what kind of exercise they should do. I know how they should eat, what they should eat, when they should eat it. And I get frustrated when I tell people over and over and over again, and they don't do it, or they can't do it, or it's hard for them to do it. And my hope is that everyone is just doing the best they can. And my experience is, everyone, including me, we're all doing the best we can. Last night, I was so tired when I got home, I needed to just go to bed. Can you relate to this? You're so tired, you can't sleep. And so I pull out a good healthy dinner. I eat my dinner. I get a little revived. I'm watching TV. And then out comes a healthier choice, but still, I overate it. A bag of whole grain pita chips. And you're probably cracking up right now going, that is not even unhealthy. Or you're thinking, you should see what I do. Oh, but that's not all. You see, I can be addicted to dopamine, which is, you know, a chemical produced in the brain, wanting fat, salt, and sugar, especially for a pick-me-up. That's the addiction. I want to feel better. It's a form of endorphin. I want to feel revived. I don't want to feel tired anymore. So the pita chips were not enough, and I whip out my light Land of Lakes butter, and I use it like a dip with my chips. All right, there, I've confessed. It is a horrible habit. I don't do it very often, but it is a weakness of mine, and I know exactly what I'm doing when I do it, and I cannot stop. So I pay the consequences on the scale the next morning, even though I know you cannot measure fat loss or gain, muscle loss or gain on the scale. It's not even a healthy habit. So your coach, your friend, your mentor, your personal trainer, I'm human too. I go through what you go through. And the biggest thing I can tell you is, it's just not my habit. It's my exception. It's not my habit. So as you look at your daily routine, and I highly recommend a journal. We sell these fabulous journals. They're 12-week journals, and that's not what this blog's about. But journal what you're doing. Become aware of what you're doing. And you can make changes. One of the things I know is that I really don't have enough fat in my diet. And today, I'm going to begin taking my omega-3 fish oil tablets again, because they help curb that craving that my body has occasionally for a little more fat. And it's a healthy fat. And I won't wake up the next morning feeling bad about it. So anyway, I hope you have a great day, a great week. Hope you take a few minutes to consider looking at your habits. Do it for 1 week. Just write down everything you eat. Write down your exercise patterns. Write down your sleeping patterns. And then at the end of the day, do a little inventory and write down how you felt that day. Were you tired? Were you sleepy? Were you rested? Were you happy? And at the end of the week, when I do this with clients, patterns will always emerge. So I care about you. I want the best for you. I know we're all doing the best we can. I get that. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I really do understand, even though my problem is that sometimes it feels like I want more for you than you want for yourself. I can only imagine that that's how my higher power feels about me on a daily basis. And sometimes I imagine my higher power just wants me to slow down, quit worrying about everybody else, worry about myself, keep the focus on me, and just do the next right thing for me. And so I want for you, really, no more than what I want for myself. So anyway, be the best you can be today and always. I love you all. Blessings, Lisa.